Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Local Shop Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Noyce. This is the podcast for everything to do with the convenience sector and the issues facing local shops. And on this episode, we are doing some myth busting. There's quite a lot of fake news going around at the moment about the upcoming menthol ban. So I'm joined by our resident expert, Julie Byers, to get the truth about what's happening later this year. Julie, welcome to the podcast.
Hi.
Okay, let's start at the beginning then. What is happening on the 20th of May?
Okay, so on the 20th May, retailers will no longer be able to sell menthol cigarettes.
Okay. Is it as simple as that? I feel like we've had a lot of additional complications around the edges of this.
It's pretty much that straightforward. The only thing I would say is on the 20th May, manufacturers won't be able to produce menthol cigarettes anymore. Okay. So that means there's no sell-through period. So you'll be able to, retailers will still be able to buy cigarettes probably up until the 20th of May.
And what's this part of? This isn't just a bit of legislation on its own, is it? This is part of a longer piece of change in tobacco legislation. Mm-hmm. That's been happening for a number of years, isn't it?
Yes. So this is all from the Tobacco Products Directive, which back in kind of 2017 banned TENS and changed health warnings, kind of also introduced track and trace. So it is it's part of a wide range of measures, and it's kind of the last thing for consumers and retailers, essentially.
Okay. And so why are menthol cigarettes the last ones to go? Is there a specific reason why mm-hmm. they've been delayed like this?
Yes. So menthol cigarettes have a very large market share. And in the Tobacco Products Directive, they said they actually banned any flavoured cigarettes and rolling tobacco. So you'll have seen that flavoured rolling tobacco has already been banned since 2017.
Yeah.
And so menthol cigarettes had such a big proportion of the market, they allowed a transitional period up until the 2020.
Sure. Okay, that makes sense. And that's where I come in for some of the fake news, because I have in front of me here an article from that bastion of journalism, the Daily Mail. And I think this is where some of the confusion has come in, because mm-hmm. of the way that this has been covered. So I'm looking at an article from last week that says new ban coming in, which will cover menthol cigarettes, correct?
Yep.
Will cover rolling tobacco and skinny cigarettes. Mm-hmm. And that's not quite right, is it?
No. So I think where they've kind of maybe got something that's got lost in translation is that flavoured rolling tobacco has already been banned.
Yeah.
And menthol cigarettes is coming up, and then skinny cigarettes is already been introduced, ban's already been introduced.
Okay,
and so it's only menthol cigarettes we're talking about.
Yeah, and I think it's the rolling tobacco part of this that has got a mm-hmm. lot of people worried, haven't they?
Yes.
Because you said you've had some calls and emails.
Yes, off the back of this article, actually.
Right, okay.
Just even from customers now, just inquiring, saying, I've read this, is actually true, I won't be able to buy my rolling tobacco from May.
And they're not talking about flavoured rolling tobacco.
No.
We're just talking about any rolling mm-hmm. tobacco at all. Okay, so set the record straight. If you want rolling tobacco that is not flavoured, you will still be able to get it after 20th of May.
Yes, that's right.
And if you want rolling tobacco that is flavoured, you shouldn't be able to get it, because it should already be banned.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Okay, good. And then you said there wasn't a sell-through period.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work for retailers then? If you've got stock of menthols mm-hmm. in the store, what do you have to do on the 20th of May? Do you have to take all that out?
Yes. So you shouldn't have any menthol cigarettes for sale from the 20th of May.
Okay.
So kind of 19th of May, kind of clear out those gantries. And when, I'm not quite sure if tobacco manufacturers will be taking back the stock, but you should probably check with your individual tobacco manufacturer and see if they will trade it or something like that.
Yeah. So I mean, that's probably the best advice, isn't it? Is talk mm-hmm. to the person who you get your tobacco from, talk to a wholesaler, or if it's delivered, yeah. talk to a rep and just say, you know, I'm going to have this excess stock and mm-hmm. see what they can do with it. Because I would imagine they would probably do something where they would take it back, because they don't want that product in the market
mm-hmm.
post the ban. Okay, is there anything else on menthols that people need to know about? What about things like filters?
Yes, so you will still be able to sell menthol filters and anything else that may flavour a cigarette, so or rolling tobacco.
So the like papers and things that are yeah. flavoured?
Yeah, any sort of tobacco accessories that are flavoured, you can sell those. And it's just worth saying, with the whole restriction, the ban on flavoured cigarettes and rolling tobacco, that doesn't extend to any other types of tobacco. So if you have menthol cigar cigarillos, then you can still sell those.
Right, okay. So cigarillos not included in that.
No.
And then what about, how does this affect transactions then? Because we had a big debate about this back end of last year in the office about if you're selling like flavoured filters with roll your own tobacco, for example, and there was some issues about that potentially not being allowed. What's the reality of that?
Yeah, so the Tobacco Products Directive said you can't sell cigarettes or tobacco with a flavoured filter, and there was a lot of confusion about what does with mean.
Yeah,
and we thought it could be in the same transaction, but it's actually not. We got some advice from our primary authority, our Assured Advice Scheme, and they said it's actually if it's all packaged in the same product. So if you were getting cigarettes that was actually in the same package with some, even rolling tobacco with some menthol filters, you can't sell that anymore. But
right,
if
okay.
they're two so separate
like
products...
The pre-packed stuff that's bundled together, you won't be able to sell that.
Yeah.
But if you've got... Somebody says, can I get these filters and this... And then that's fine. You can just sell them together. That's not an issue.
Yeah, that's fine.
Great. I think that's cleared everything out. Is there anything else that, based on questions you've had or any other issues that people have been aware of that have caused problems, or is that pretty much it? Because it sounds like actually the reality is a lot more straightforward than what people are making out.
Yeah, it is so simple. It is just menthol cigarettes. It seems like there's so much more confusion. I would only say is that we have guidance and FAQs and post it all on our website. So I think one of the biggest thing is going to be communicating this to customers.
Yeah.
So we've produced a poster that you can display in store, which just says, from 20th May, it will be illegal for retailers to sell menthol cigarettes.
Yeah, and that's quite an important thing, isn't it? Because it's one of those things that deflects any issues for the retailer and saying, look, this is not something I'm doing deliberately. This is just the law and I'm not allowed to sell this stuff anymore.
Yeah.
20th of May then obviously is a big date. Is there anything else happening on the 20th of May?
Yes, there is.
Oh, how convenient.
Thanks for asking that question. So on the 20th of May, I think 20th of May is very familiar to retailers because lots of different tobacco regulations happened on the 20th of May.
Sure.
As well as the menthol cigarettes ban this year, the track and trace sell-through period ends. So last year, we can all remember that time of registering for our codes and...
Well, you can remember that.
Yes, very vividly.
Best part of 1,000 phone calls about it, yeah.
So that's when all the coded stock came into the market. So you'll see like on now cigarette packs that they have slightly different markers and security features on them.
Sure.
Anything that was, and that was started to come in because manufacturers started to produce it from 20th of May last year. Anything that was produced before then, which doesn't have these security features on, can't be sold after the 20th of May.
Okay. And again, for retailers that have some of that old stock, I guess just talk to your tobacco supplier about getting that stock back to them because you won't be able to sell it.
Yes, that's right.
Right, okay. So 20th of May is the day to just make sure your gantry is up to date. All of this information, as Judy said as well, there are the posters you can download, a frequently updated list of frequently asked questions, which I think is pretty comprehensive now. All this is available on our website at acs.org.uk. There's a menthol ban box on the homepage. Just click on that and that'll take you to wherever you need to go. And of course, if you have any questions about track and trace or the menthol ban or anything else about the vice issues that Julie deals with, then Julie is on hand. You can send her an email at julie.byers@acs.org.uk.